This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1.
Marie.
And welcome to episode 188, Tech Webcast Podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 12th of May, 2012.
Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m.
And our usual host for today, we've got Brad, Jason, and Steve, and Jody. And our guests, as you've heard, are Nat and Marie from natandmarie.com. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Jason, and hello to Steve.
Hey, what's up?
And hello to Nat and Marie. Welcome to the show.
Hola.
Hello. Welcome. Jason, what's been happening, mate?
I've got a confession to make. I've become addicted to Minecraft.
Oh, no.
Yep. I downloaded it, started mucking around with it on a local player, and then I got an account for my daughter. She loves playing a game with me on Steam called Dungeon Defenders. And we do a co-op thing on there, and I thought, oh, we could try out this Minecraft thing. So I got on there, and I started playing. I thought, this would be great. I'm sure she would love it. So I bought an account, a virtual hosted server on a site in Brisbane called Taco Nation. You pay $10 a month, and they give you your own virtual server. And you can have, for $10 a month, you can have four friends play on the same server. And then if you want to have, say, I think it's like, 6 or 8, you pay $16 a month, but $10 a month just to have your own server so you can build stuff together and have some fun is well worth it, I think.
Cool fun. Oh, you're going to have fun with that, Jason?
So, yeah, we started playing last night for a few hours and then a little bit again this morning, and we've built our own house and had to swim around and kill some cows and sheep to get some meat and stuff did some crafting and this morning we had our house blown up by a creeper that came up to the front of the house when he saw us in through the doorway and went,
wow,
and killed me. So then I came back, picked up all the stuff, and then had to rebuild the house. So it was a lot of fun.
Nice. Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, TiVo got an update in the US this week. Was that correct this week?
Yeah. Yep.
They've
updated to their Premiere machine. They've added on some extra features.
Yeah, I think it was the YouTube and Netflix got an update to their app.
Yep.
And you weren't too happy about that.
No, well, you know, we haven't got any updates since our TiVo version 3 came out many years ago. Yeah. And we don't even have YouTube to watch on it, which, you know, wouldn't add that much. But come on, it's not anything. I've got an Apple TV I can watch that on, but... you know, to keep us limited to only watching movies and whatever that Casper thing is, it's got.
Yeah, I think it's just a waste of time, that Casper on TiVo. It's just a waste of money. They're not updating it very often. And
well, I don't even have my TiVo turned on anymore. I just use my Xbox to watch movies stream from the server, and it's going to get Quick Flix soon, so you'll be able to.
Oh, is it really?
Yep, you'll be able to do a sort of Netflix kind of thing on your Xbox.
Right. Cool. When's that going to happen?
Sometime in the next couple of months, I think.
Oh, nice. Can't wait for that.
That's the Australian version of Netflix.
Yeah.
It's not as big, obviously, but it's a good start because we can't get the Netflix unless you get your VPN and hacker way over there with the fake account.
Yeah, definitely.
But you can also, of course, get Foxtel cable TV on there for $20 a month if you really wanted to. So I think nobody really needs a TiVo, and I think it's going to die in Australia because the Xbox is just going to be the main media center
definitely.
For everything.
Definitely. But still, I still think, you know, I don't know what they're trying to do over here with TiVo, but I don't know how many people work there, but it's just rubbish.
Nobody works there, I think.
Nah, well, there was some guy on there by the name of Dan, I think he was. I'm going to call him out now. I think it's Dan, and he's from Hybird TV. and he was posting stuff on there, but he wasn't really saying much about it, anything.
Yeah, I don't think Hybrid TV's got much going on there anymore, but every now and then they'll pop onto TiVo Australia once every few months and say, hey, we've got a new video, a new movie.
Yeah.
And just go check it out. It's like, why even bother?
Yeah, yeah. The PVR itself is still a great box, but it's just, you know.
Yeah, it's good for recording TV, yeah, but that's about it.
That's about it. That's, you know.
Go get a cheap Beyond Wiz or Top Field or something if you want to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying like the web apps aren't as
no
good?
No web apps.
No, nothing.
Web apps.
There's nothing on there.
You can record your shows and you can watch a select set of old TV shows and movies on a thing called Casper, and that's it. We don't have YouTube. We don't have web apps. We don't have anything else.
Cool.
It's just limited. They pulled all the functionality that would make it a useful box.
Yeah, but that movie app is great news, Jason. But what you just said before about that's good.
Yeah, Quick Flicks. Yeah,
that's gonna be good.
I would like to try that out.
Yeah, same. That's gonna be great. And also, IE is gonna be on Xbox soon.
Is it?
Yeah, so you can browse
Internet or something.
Yeah, Internet Explorer. Yeah.
Cool.
So they're testing that at the moment. So that should be on there very soon.
And Minecraft came out on the Xbox this week too, so.
Cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. And what about you, Steve? What have you been up to, mate, for the past week?
Well, fairly busy. Today was some slight few technical difficulties working through that. Actually, the Minecraft on Xbox, my son wants to get that. How much is that? I don't know. It's Australian dollars.
I think it was 1,600 Microsoft points, whatever that is over there.
Wow.
1,600.
Gee, that's a lot of points.
Oh, points.
So now Steve's got Hangout on Air, haven't you, Steve? You got that today, didn't you?
Because I kind of wanted to bring that up during my show, and you know, I checked, and you know, it was actually enabled today. So I made a quick video just to show during the show, and that was about it.
And also the Google Plus app got an update the other day too. Looks pretty nice on the iPhone
for us. Yeah, a couple of people saying that's really good.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really fast and really smooth, and yeah, it's really nice.
All the Apple devices got an update too. iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and even the MacBooks and Airs and everything.
Yep.
All got new operating systems.
Very cool. Very cool indeed.
And my app finally got approved. So if anybody wants to play a cool game, it's mostly a kid's kind of game. I made it with my daughter. She did some of the sound effects and she designed the graphics and I just digitized them onto the game.
Nice.
Got approved by Apple this week, 99 cents in the App Store. Go get Fairy Defense. You're a fairy that has to zap, using a magic wand, you zap the naughty dragons that are coming to attack the fairy.
Yep.
And the dragons breathe out fire that can hurt the fairy, and you can pick up bonus points from Clover. It appears on the map, and when the dragons die, they drop a chest full of gold and jewels, so you get points there as well. It's great
cool.
fun for kids.
Cool. And also check a game called Nova 3 for the iPad too. Great game. It just came out too the other day too.
Oh, update to Nova, wasn't it?
Yep. Nova 3. Great game.
Yeah.
Looks really nice on the iPad too. So what's some news, Jason, before we get into the interview?
Yes.
All right, mate.
Tech Webcast News. Facebook has said it's opening an app center for mini programs that plug offerings such as Pinterest or Draw Something into the leading social network. The app center will feature programs geared for web browsers as well as those for Apple and Android smartphones or tablet computers as part of a Facebook strategy to connect with its more than 900 million members on mobile gadgets. The app center is designed to grow mobile apps that use Facebook, whether by on iOS, Android, or the mobile web, Facebook's Aaron Brady said in a blog post. From the Mobile App Center, users can browse apps that are compatible with their device, and if a mobile app requires installation, they'll be sent to download the app from the App Store or Google Play. Facebook invited software developers to ready description pages for listings in the App Center, where applications will earn spots based on quality, popularity, and other metrics. The App Center will become the new central place to find great apps like Draw Something, Pinterest, Spotify, Battle Pirates, Viddy, and Bubble Witch Saga, Brady said. Paid applications will be allowed, with Facebook charging users flat fees. Applications at the center must be designed to let people sign in using Facebook Connect. The App Center will be open in coming weeks. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak has sided with Australian consumers on the contentious topic of price discrimination, saying we shouldn't have to pay more for technology goods that cost much less in the United States. His comments, made on ABC Radio ahead of a sponsored speaking tour in Australia, come as the federal government readies for an inquiry. They'll ask tech giants like Apple to explain why Australians pay more for goods such as music, TV and game downloads from iTunes than overseas customers. other companies like Microsoft and Adobe will also be asked to explain. In part, Mr. Wozniak appeared to blame import tax and a protectionist regime for the discrepancy. The large duties in Australia, I'm sure, would not favour. Maybe people are very happy and feel well off because of the protections, but I think it's horrible. He said he was surprised when he found out his car cost three times more in Australia than what he paid for it in the US. I'm not really political, Mr. Wozniak said. I would probably wind up being a libertarian, thinking we shouldn't have boundaries between countries, you know. He said he didn't know the price of Apple's popular smartphone here when compared with the US, but remarked he could ship anything anywhere in the world for almost nothing nowadays. In Australia, the cheapest iPhone 4S model costs $799 unlocked. The same unlocked phone costs $649 in the US, meaning local consumers pay $157 more for the same phone. Microsoft's Bing search engine is heading in a new direction as it drills deeper into Facebook's social network and Twitter's messaging service to showcase information unlikely to be found in Google. The changes, unveiled on Thursday in the US, will reshape how Bing displays its search results. It represents Microsoft's most dramatic shift in the internet search since the software maker introduced Bing as a decision engine nearly 3 years ago. Microsoft is counting on the new format to loosen Google's stranglehold on the lucrative internet search market. In the process, Microsoft hopes to turn a profit on its online division, which has lost more than $6.3 billion since Bing's June 2009 debut. Bing replaced Live Search, a mostly futile attempt to challenge Google. Microsoft touted Bing as a Google alternative that would provide more meaningful results by helping people make important decisions, such as picking a doctor and finding the best time to buy an airline ticket. For the past 2 years, Bing has been taking advantage of Microsoft's close relationship with Facebook to make search results more personalized and more relevant to users. It has an advantage Bing has over Google because its rival is shut out from personal data Microsoft has access to on the world's largest network. But Bing has failed to come up with an approach compelling enough to lure away most web surfers from Google. Bing is trying to fix that with the latest changes which come out next month. Microsoft plans a marketing blitz on television and the internet to promote the changes. Anyone seeking a peek during the next few weeks of testing can sign up for an invitation. The testing period will begin on Tuesday, May 15. And that's the news for today.
Great news, mate. Great news. That's great news as always. Now, where do we get them? Where do you get them news stories from each week?
Sydney Morning Herald.
Great stuff. Great plug for them.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Nat and Marie on as our guests for today. They do
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. They do a internet show each week.
And
hey. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
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 Hey, what's up?
Oh, it's
a oh, nice picture. The real shocker.
There they are there doing their live show there. Great, great stuff.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We're glad to hear that.
So what's your show about?
Oh, we do the spiel. It's all about online culture and social trends, and we interview celebrities and
we'll have live music sometimes. We'll have a viral video showdown where Nat picks a viral video, I'll pick a viral video. Or videos, they're not necessarily viral yet, but they might have what we think
is the potential to go viral, the virality of videos on the internet.
And then our viewers, or we like to think of them as our co-hosts, they can vote on those videos, and then that affects what opens up the show the following week. Gosh, there's so much stuff. Anything to do with online entertainment culture.
Cool. Good stuff. What sort of guests have you had on?
We've had on Epic Mealtime.
They were hilarious.
They got a million subscribers on YouTube.
Subscribers while they were on our show, which is pretty awesome.
That was pretty awesome. That was one of our viewers then. High five.
Yeah. So we've had Hannah Hart from My Drunk Kitchen.
Yeah, and we've also had the guys from Corridor Digital on as well. We love them and they're special effects gurus.
We've had some people from Revision 3. So we've had Jay Adelson, who is the co-founder of Revision 3.
Cool.
He's the chair of Revision 3, co-founder of Dig.
Dig, right, yep. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So, yeah, and the list goes on.
Yeah, cool. We've had some pretty interesting guests for sure.
How long have you been around for, doing the show for?
We've been doing it since end of 2010. We started in my condo.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting. Started in a condo. We even back then, though, we had like a two-camera setup, which was pretty impressive. And from there, it's just grown into our second season now, and we're in a bona fide studio, which is pretty awesome.
That's it.
So where's that located at? Is it just an apartment building or just...
No. we're in Kensington Market. So in Toronto, there's like this one community that's like the very bohemian area of the city where basically it looks like a how do you describe it? Like a Latin?
I call it the Latin Quarter of Toronto, probably.
It is.
So this is where there's a little more of like the, if you want really good Latin food, authentic Latin food, you come to Kensington Market. But there's a lot of street art, like a lot of the buildings. It's a very artistic, as Marie said, artistic community. So our studio is very well placed in the space because it's anywhere you step out here is very conducive to a really creative kind of community environment. So
we found it was like a warehouse conversion product, and then we found a place in it. And the guys who run the space were so accommodating. They were able to put in the right type of high speed that we needed in order to support the live stream. They gave us dedicated electricity, so we have clean electricity for all of our equipment. We don't have to share it. It's just like a nice little spot that's all our own. And plus, they were like, just because of the timing of when your show is, if you have bands and stuff on, don't worry about it. There really isn't anybody else that's around during that time. So everybody was like, the whole thing was just very accommodating. And we're like, yep, that's where we need to be. Latin food, street art, and us.
All right. Wow. Jason?
How did you two meet and get to start the show together?
Oh, so this is a good story. We actually met on Twitter.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, so Marie, she's at karmacake.ca, and myself at A Tubanos. We met on Twitter about, I don't know, is it like 3 years ago now?
Yeah.
3 years ago. We were tweeting out, basically looking for a collaboration, women to do interesting projects on the web, because I don't know, I was working in a company at the time where there was a lot of male oriented projects, like male web series. The TV shows was very, again, dominated or geared towards men, and I don't know, I was kind of like, yeah, so we're in Toronto and we're a creative community and I want to find some girls that are all scrappy and want to do a cool show. So anyway, tweeted out. Marie was one of the people that responded, and then we met and just gelled immediately. So from there, our brainstorming powers took over and this show was created, essentially.
We just got tired of, because we wanted to also pitch to television networks as well, because I mean, being on a TV channel would be fantastic, but it wasn't working out for us. Nat and I, kind of not necessarily discouraged, we're like, we have to pivot, we have to do something different. What can we do? Let's live stream and let's try and create the scrappiest, hack together, you know, multiple camera setup that we possibly can, so we can make it seem like a television show. And we just made it happen. We brought on some really great guys that were able to help us with the technology on the show.
It worked out really well. I mean, like, we both come from backgrounds that are conducive to social media and creating shows and content and television. So basically, we put all our powers together, and the added element was trying to make it engaging live on the web, right? Because that's kind of what I like to think is the cool factor of the show. It's all about the live engagement, the co-hosts that help us drive the content and conversation on our show. So.
And now and then we'll have guys that are people, well, I'll say mostly guys, because it's not gender specific, right? but there's folks that they'll tune in, so anytime during our show, folks can call in via Skype, and they can join in with the broadcast. So if we have a guest on the show that people want to talk to, they can call in and ask them their questions directly and have a face-to-face interview with them. It's kind of cool. We like to integrate people into the broadcast.
Good stuff.
How do you research who you're going to have and get them invited into the show? Do you do that yourselves?
Yeah. Basically, we use our Chase producing skills and find people that are doing cool things on the web. So whether it's a really neat web series, someone that has a really cool blog.
What about podcasts?
News recently.
Yeah, exactly.
We should totally get you guys on the show. But that's exactly it. It's people that we meet through Twitter, whatever the case may be. And essentially, we reach out. We pitch them on the show and on the segment and on the benefit of the engagement. And
cool.
People either say yes or no, but on the most part, it's been a pretty resounding yes, which has been great.
It's pretty easy, you know. I'll go and I'll spend most of my days just trolling online, trying to find just things that entertain me.
How many views have you had on your episodes?
So we have the live episodes. Just the way that Ustream is, it doesn't calculate archive and live as one number. So
okay.
And then we also have the YouTube channel. So I don't know. We have about like 100 folks per show, and then usually another like 100, 200 people in the archives. And then it depends on
it really depends on the show, because there's some shows that are in the thousands, like in the thousands.
It's
per
true.
Few. So it really depends on the show, I'd say.
It always. But it's like we have our hardcore group of folks that tune in every week, and really it's kind of like our hangout with them. We get together, they come on, we sit, we chat, have a great show. And then we do it all over again.
Cool. All right, we've got Jamie wants to call in and say hi to you, so I'm going to add her in. She wants to call in and say hello to us. She hasn't been on the show for a long time.
Hmm.
So she wants to come in. Steve, you remember her, Jamie?
Damn, I'm trying to remember. 19 what? It's not 80 something.
If she answers anyway, but yeah, keep going. Girls, talk away.
What would you say would be some of your funnest shows and interviews?
Flula! Oh my gosh, I think Flula has been one of my favorite ones.
Do you guys know
who Flula is? A Flula?
Yeah, do you know who Flula Borg is?
No, never heard of it.
I think
look him on YouTube. So he's a...
Here, I'll try and find a URL. You talk now.
Okay, so Flula Borg is a German living in the United States who is also like a DJ and also produces this web show. And it's hilarious. Like, he's this total hilarious German character. Like, he is really German, but he emphasizes everything about being German. And he
sort of makes himself stereotypical.
Very, very comedic and quirky. He's very, very quirky. So anyway, needless to say, having him on the show was hilarious because he was in character to a certain extent. But I think he's just naturally quirky.
That's the video that I just sent you a URL. That video was, I think, most of our first run-in.
Song?
Yeah, it's the one where he's like, dance. So anyway, that song is our first introduction to Flula.
Yeah.
So from that, we're like, poodles. We saw that video and immediately was like, we have to get this guy on. He's just too funny. And he's such a nice guy, such a genuinely sweet and great guy. So he's gone on. He now hosts a live series. His Twitter is very popular, but he has like another very strong cult following. But
yeah, he's very funny. So he's been a great interview. I don't know if you guys are familiar with George Strombolopoulos, but he's a pretty prominent personality in Canada.
He's like Canada's, journalist. He's like our Canada's darling in a way. Like
Canada's Anderson Cooper, I'd say. Canada's Anderson Cooper to a certain extent.
Yeah, he's cooler than Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, he's edgier.
Yeah,
he appeals edgier to like a younger demographic, so he's edgier. But anyway, he was really cool. Came on our show, and that was fantastically neat. You guys are familiar with Amber MacArthur, right?
Yes, oh, I love them. Yeah. I love that. I love her. She's cool.
Was on our premiere episode for the second season, which was fantastic.
She's great.
How do you guys know Amber?
We're just a huge fan of her show.
We listen to the Twit Network.
Yeah, Twit, yeah.
They're huge here and then in Australia.
Yeah,
So her shows are huge in Canada and then Australia.
Yep, definitely. Hello, Jamie Matter.
Jamie?
Hello, you're on air. Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. Sorry, I'm muted because there was a lot of background noise.
Okay. Nat and Marie, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. Sorry, I'm a little late for the party.
That's okay.
We saved your seat.
Just getting started.
So, continue. What else do you do on the show?
Basically, that's pretty much it. We just sit. We talk a little bit about news, what's going on online. We do some viral videos.
Oh, we do the trending topics. So trending topics is essentially what it sounds like. There's different videos that are trending, different topics that are trending,
cool,
different memes that are trending around the world. And we like to talk about obviously some of the prominent ones and some of the ones that are a little more obscure. Like, this week we talked about what's trending in the Philippines, which is this little adorable Filipino boy doing his own music video version of Justin Bieber's Boyfriend, which was pretty cute.
It was actually pretty adorable. I'll give it to him.
But it's just so interesting to see the things that trend in different countries and different continents, globally, whatever the case may be. And we do a lot of conversation around that, which is pretty fun.
Cool. What sort of devices do you guys use? Do you own your iPad and stuff and iPhones?
We both have iPhones. Mac Pro. And
I have a MacBook Air.
Yeah, and then we both have iPhones. And then as far as like equipment that we're using in the studio, we created a custom streaming server for our needs because we were, for the longest time, we were using a MacBook Pro. And we were maxing it out every show. We had to have fans on it just to keep this thing from overheating. Yeah. And so when we got into the second season, we just had to make the decision that we had to invest the money and build it out. So we spent probably about 3 or 4 months just researching the different equipment for it and put it together. And it works like a dream. We were using CamTwist for switching, but what are we using now, Matt? Matt is our
VidBlaster. Yes, so since changing to, I guess, a Windows platform, we're now using VidBlaster for our streams, which is pretty awesome. Yeah.
So do you have many sponsors?
We do have a couple of sponsors. We have a speaker company, Canadian Speaker Works. They have sponsored us, well, obviously for our speaker equipment in the studio, which makes everything awesome.
Oh, and our furniture, actually. So our set is sponsored by a local furniture company called Urban Barn, which is, again, fantastic because it just boosts up the production value, right? Like having this fancy-looking studio space.
And gosh, as time goes on, like, we're going to be the whole project stuff is just an interesting thing. I mean, we're doing live, I think it's just an interesting space nowadays. I mean, everyone seems to be trying to create their YouTube video stardom. I won't say everybody, but quite a bit. And then live over the past couple of years has really just taken off.
Yeah, it's definitely been the new, like, so web series, they understand web series, there's the value there. As more people are watching online video during prime time hours, great. Like, web series, awesome. Live is kind of the next step. And yeah, definitely in the last little while, it's been getting much more popular, I find, and more people are doing live, which is interesting.
The whole thing is, like, it's just being a part of the community and growing in it has been a really fun thing. I mean, for us in Canada, we're really the only ones that are doing it. I mean, for a short period of time, there was like this big explosion, and especially in Toronto, there was like several web series that were trying to go, and they're all trying to do the same thing.
Well, and then live streaming.
Everybody essentially folded because I don't think they realized how much work it is to put
it
on.
It's a lot of work. Sorry.
I was just going to say, like, even for you guys, I mean, you do this regularly. You know, preparation that has to go into it, I'm sure.
There is a lot of preparation in the show. Probably about 2 minutes.
3 on a good day.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. That sounds very different from our process
after we make our show. No, there's not really much preparation for this podcast.
Not that.
Is it?
We wing it.
Well, you know what? That is definitely part of the fun.
It's all about fun. Yeah, that's what it is. It's just fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
No editing.
No editing, yep.
Darn it, I've been doing it wrong all these years. Okay.
You'll learn, Steve.
Yeah, I know. I've been doing it totally wrong. I'm going to wing it next week.
So Matt does your video editing afterwards, does he?
We have actually a team of editors that do it for us, and they're great because they're volunteering a lot of their time in order to help us out. We're launching our websites. We built a custom website, which is like, we took like a template that we really liked, but we basically gutted it and have rebuilt it to hopefully set up for what we'd like to do as our next phase for the show, which is introducing something that's a bit more interactive.
As an experience, as the viewer experience, for sure. And, I mean, you can go to the URL now at natmarie.com, and you can, just check out a little bit of what it's going to look like, but you can sign up for the site,
and then once we're ready to launch the first iteration of it, then all the people that are signed on will be able to have a chance to check it out and bump around. And, but it's really important for us, like, especially when we're doing the live show, is to try and figure out a way to create engagement as that center feature of the entire program, because we're not just hosts, and we don't want to have that barrier between us and the viewers. We want to try to blur that line, and we want everybody who's watching the show to feel welcome to converse with us. Every episode, we're watching what people are saying online. I mean, we have Tanya as well, who is a co-host on the show. She's constantly making sure that she's feeding information out online so that people can look at the videos and share content as it's coming up. And obviously, like, Skype is always available, so if anybody wants to call in. But I know that there's more that we can do to create more of an engaged, curated experience, and that's what we're trying to build out for the next phase. Mm-hmm. So it's a really interesting and very big undertaking, but and it's hard in a lot of ways because there is no precedence for what we're doing at all. Like, no one else is really trying to build out in the same way that we are, or they're very satisfied with the technology that's currently being offered for live broadcasting, whether it's on Livestream or Ustream or wherever. But for whatever reason, Nat and I are just never satisfied. There's always more that we can do. And so we're constantly scheming every single day, like, just new technology and what we can build out. And because we have a small team of developers, designers, editors, and some directors, television people and whatnot that are helping us out behind the scenes. So we're constantly, like, just throwing ideas at
them.
That
is cool.
And so, I mean, the way that Nat and Marie is right now is very much just, it's a first step, you know, proof of concept. We can do it now.
Definitely. Do you guys have an iPhone app or an iPad app out?
Not yet, no. But that is definitely in the works. I mean, when we started, the funny thing is, okay, well, I won't say it's a funny thing, but when we got started, it was an experiment. And then the experiment took a life unto itself. And now we're madly trying to catch up and just get all those things that we really should have done in the beginning, but we didn't think that we would end up having, like, an actual show that would have gone on so long. So, oobalai. So, wow. Yeah, we have it's in the works.
Cool. Jason, any questions?
No, I think that's about it for me.
Okay. Steve, any questions?
Speaking of engagement, do you find you get a lot through the social networks like Facebook and Twitter, or maybe Google Plus? And have you thought about doing Google Plus Hangouts?
We don't really get a lot of, like, we were on Google Plus and we were using it quite heavily for probably about, I'll say about 4 or 5 months. For a while, we were very, very invested in it and we just couldn't get any traction on it. So we just said, forget it. And we went back to just Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is fantastic.
Yeah, Facebook is pretty
fantastic. I love Facebook. It's so much fun.
What about, say, live YouTube?
Pardon?
YouTube.
See, YouTube is offering a live broadcasting system for some channels. Have you looked into that?
Yeah, we have. We have a contact over at YouTube, but where our thing is you need to be a part of the Partners Project, or at least that's what they've said to us, is that you need to be a part of a Partners Project in order to get considered for the live. So we're not a part of the Partners. Yeah. So we're trying to figure out ways to just skip around that. Like, hey, we want to defect from where we are right now and come on over. So we'll, you know, it's just like, there's also, we're working on a, trying to find out our own solution for live streaming the show. So we don't really have to rely on anybody else. So I don't know. There's a lot of things out there. It's a really, again, I'll say it again, it's an interesting phase for us because it's just building, building, building.
Cool. Well, it's a great show. How long have you been doing it for? 3 years, you said?
Yeah.
3 years, well, long time.
Yeah, 3 years.
Well, I mean, since end of 2010. Well, I don't know. We're on our second season, so I consider it 2 seasons. I don't know. 2 years?
Wow.
2 or 3-ish. Why then?
3 years. Yeah, the show didn't. Yeah, the show's like 2 years, I'd say.
Yeah.
Cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. Steve, any questions?
What do you got? Something unique that you're going to be doing in the near future? Anything? Something you haven't done before? Totally new.
Oh, yeah, nudity. We're going to be doing nudity on the show.
Matt!
What?
Well, where's your website located again?
So be sure to tune in next week. Our guest next week, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Naked News over there.
Yes,
in Australia.
Yeah, we know it. Yeah, I know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So Naked News are our guests.
Holy shit.
On our show.
That's cool.
So it's going to be neat because they'll be on our show. I think the main person we're interviewing will be Clothes, but one of her most popular hosts will be coming on and doing a potential disrobe. I don't know. You'll have to tune in to find out for sure.
That's going to be great.
I just loved how you entered into that. You're like, oh, we're going to do nudity. I was like,
I'm going to bring my 3D glasses with me, so I'll be good to go.
Hey, Steve, put them on, mate.
That looks great.
So many people are reaching out to us. I put the announcement a couple of times on Twitter today, and I've just been getting so many people in Toronto. I'm like, so is there going to be an audience for that show? I'm like,
I know people are so interested. Awesome. I hope it breaks records for Nat and Marie.
I think it will.
When's that going to happen?
Definitely it'll be the first. The first.
Hey, if you need a guest to do this, I'll volunteer.
Awesome.
I'll probably scare everybody away. Probably.
When is that going to be broadcasting?
That's going to be on
next Wednesday. So, yeah, our show is on every Wednesday at 9 p.m.
Eastern
time.
I guess that would be
cool.
9 a.m.
Yeah. Something like that, 9 or 10 a.m. our time over in Australia. Have you had any Australian guests on your show before?
Have we?
Australian guests.
I don't think so. But my friend is married an Australian.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Does that count?
Does that count?
Jill, who had 2017.
Let's start. Maybe you could get me and Jason on the show one day.
Maybe you guys can be our first Australian.
Sure, sure. We can do that.
Just not naked.
Yeah.
Naked.
No.
Steve will do that.
You don't need to.
Oh, that'd be too funny.
And then we can have
conversations
about Vegemite versus Marmite.
Oh, I love Vegemite.
It's
so nice.
Vegemite.
Mm, it's nice.
How about Australian culture? I'd be down with that.
Well,
shit, yeah.
You have to try some Tim Tams and Milo.
Tim Tams, you can buy those here.
I don't know what those are.
Milo is like, it's a drink, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a drink.
Yeah, chocolate drink.
Yeah.
Tim Tams, chocolate covered biscuits.
We've got chocolate drink.
What did you say, Steve?
Like Yahoo, the chocolate
Yahoo?
Drink.
Yeah.
Yahoo?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure. We haven't got Yahoo drink over here. Yeah. Never heard of that. Didn't know they had a drink out. We call Yahoo.
Not to be confused with the web browser.
Yeah, I've seen it on Angry Beaver's cartoon. They drink Yahoo.
Oh, really? What's it? What is it? Is it like a milk? Is it a
chocolate drink, I guess.
So this is sort of crunchy chocolate that you
never
put
heard
in
of
milk. Mix it up.
Drink. So what else do you guys get into technology wise? What else do you do? Play do you game? Do you play games and stuff and Xbox?
I am addicted right now to an app on my iPhone called Please Stay Calm that's done by a Toronto firm called Massive Damage and Loop Studios. And it's a RPG where it ties in with Foursquare.
Cool.
I tell you, I'm addicted. There's a couple of things I have my want list that I want to play. I want to play Portal. I have not played that.
Portal.
I want to play Portal so bad, but I haven't gotten around to it. It's like work first, play later.
You get lots of cake in Portal.
I allow myself this game, Please Stay Calm. And so what happens is the game's premise is there's a zombie apocalypse that is upon us all. And because it ties in with Foursquare, the zombie apocalypse is in your neighborhood. And you have to hunt zombies, scavenge for different items that you can use to battle the zombies. And you create safe houses, recruit your friends to join your safe house. And you basically try and become the most powerful zombie fighting team possible. I'm an army of one, but I'm pretty badass.
That's pretty cool.
So you actually, now you're not saying like you run around town actually. Is this virtually or the real thing?
It's just it's just you can just stay in your living room and navigate your neighborhood, the different items. Like in my neighborhood, I have like MTV Canada is there. So I have my safe house there. I did just in case somebody from MTV decided that they were going to check out, you know, Please Stay Calm and be like, look, Nat and Marie has a safe house here. Who's Nat and Marie?
Let's have them on their MTV.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, hey, it's Nat and Marie. Let's call these girls up. But it's a really fun game. There's so many players from around the world that are playing it, and I wanted to check it out again because it was from a Toronto design firm called N Loop Studios,
And I really just wanted to see what it was all about. I didn't realize that I was going to get so consumed by this silly little game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you can duel other people too, other players.
That's awesome.
I'm level 8 dueler.
Very nice.
Don't mess with me.
I like Call of Duty.
Pardon?
I like Call of Duty.
I am so bad at shooter games. Like, I'm the worst. You would not want to play with me at all. You get so angry. I'm
unless it had zombies, then she's all right.
Zombies are fine. That's the easiest.
Nova Street's
Call of Duty too. Zombie Edition. When that comes out, she'll be there.
Yeah. What about you, Jason? Do you play many Xbox games, mate?
Yeah, I've got BioShock. I quite like that one.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I've been playing Left 4 Dead recently.
Yeah. Left 4 Dead. Good game. That's a good game.
Killed zombies.
Halo's a good game, too. Been getting back into Halo. It's a great game. And, yeah, all right. Well, anything else you want to say before you go?
Oh, gosh. I don't want to say anything. Hi. Thanks for having us. You guys are great.
No problem.
And we'll figure out a time when you can come on the show.
Totally.
And I know, it's like, as soon as Matt, do you want to say anything? You're the guy that's wandering in the background. You're the techie on board here, shaking your head.
Yeah, where is Matt? Bring Matt into the conversation.
Hey, Matt, come say hi.
Hey, Matt, what's up, mate?
Not much, man. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good dude. Just talking to these girls and great show, by the way.
Thanks, guys, thanks.
Matt is what we call he's our programmer.
Yeah.
Cool.
You guys know that term? It's just, I'm a web developer, so I do a lot of programming, and then programming with a few guys, you do some programming, because you're programming with bros.
I was like, program.
That's a new name, word for me. That's a good name. Cool name.
You got to bro down and crush some code.
But really fast, on one note, so one of the guys that I work with mentioned, I know you guys were talking earlier in the show about Minecraft.
Yes.
And how it came out to the 360. Now, I might be a bit wrong, but I also heard that apparently they made enough money in 1 hour or in the first hour that it got launched that it basically paid for all the development to go on the 360.
Yeah, it's the biggest downloaded game for 360 ever.
Crazy, right? That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So I like it. Again, you guys are doing a good job. It's awesome. And we can't wait to have you guys on the show.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem, boys. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, man. See ya. All right. Yeah. Thanks, girls, for being on. Appreciate it. Would you want to throw out your Twitter addresses and that sort of stuff and so people can follow you?
Yeah, of course. You can follow us on Twitter at Nat and Marie. You can
also Skype in at Nat and Marie Show.
Check out our website, natandmarie.com.
Or you can check out our Tumblr, natandmarie.tumblr.com.
Really, just go anywhere, Pinterest, wherever. It's just Nat and Marie.
Just stick in Nat and Marie.
And you'll,
they
you'll
own the internet.
Yeah, they do. They own the internet, yeah. They do. They own the internet. Do you have much competition with other shows like what you do?
Not really. I mean, well, especially in Canada, there's no one that really does something like this. In the United States, I mean, they're doing a lot of web content, video web content as well as podcasts. I know that there are some live shows out there. In terms of, are we directly competitive? No. Like, we reach out to different audiences, really. So I'd say we're pretty good where we are.
Yeah. Cool.
Good stuff.
But I like how some people describe us as Tosh.0 meets Wayne's World.
Party time. Yeah. Excellent.
We're
not worthy.
It's all a dream.
Yeah.
Oh, I was obsessed with Wayne's World. I didn't even get into that.
That's so funny.
Nerdy and all the awesome.
You
got to
do a parody of Wayne's World, but that's another story altogether.
About that, doing a parody of Wayne's World. That'd be so funny.
There's so many things that we could do. There's a whole web out there. Tell you. Anyway, thanks guys for having us on. It was fantastic. And this is great.
Yeah,
no problem.
Thank you.
I want to go. Well,
I hope you come to Australia one day.
Oh my gosh, definitely. That'd be awesome.
Oh, trust me, it's on the wish list of things to do for sure. For sure.
Your bucket list, right?
Cool.
The bucket list, exactly.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like in Canada, we have so many friends that are going to Australia, like, all the time. Like, people will go down there to live for a year or two.
Yeah, that's definitely the location I think most Canadians go. They go to Australia for a year.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, cheers, guys. Have a great night. Thanks so much for having us, and later.
Yeah. No problem. Thanks, girls. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. All right, that was Nat and Marie. Jason?
Great interview.
Great interview. Them people. Two girls like that were funny as. And a great show. Check out their website, nanandmarie.com. Each Wednesday. What time was it again? What time do they record?
9 p.m. I think.
9 p.m. And that's very cool. They're very funny.
Yeah.
So any shout-outs before you go, Jason? Any Twitter and stuff? Where can they find you on Twitter?
Yeah, bluebilby.com. And you can find me on Twitter, Warlock, W-A-U-L-O-K. Download the new Fairy Defense game.
Yep, definitely.
My daughter will love you for it.
Yep. Is that free game or was it paid?
99 cents right. In the App Store. I'm hoping to do an Android version, which will be free with ads.
Cool. Go buy it now, people. Just want to give a quick shout-out to Brian and Mike from Insanely Great Mac. They do a show each week, and Brian gave a shout-out to our podcast on yesterday.
Oh, cool.
So that was cool. Appreciate him for doing that for us. And yeah. We're going to try and get Mike on. He does a great reviews on products.
Mm.
You should check that out. It's really good. Really great video.
Where do we find Steve on the net?
And Steve, yep.
Steve, yep. Justin.tv/analyticscooldude, and of course on Twitter, which is Chatterbox_live.
That's it. And also, you can find this video on TiVo. Make sure you download it on TiVo. It's great stuff to have on TiVo.
And where do we find you, Brad?
At me, Brad Oz, and at Tech Webcast, and on Facebook, Tech Webcast.
And techwebcast.info.
That's the one. Great site. And Steve, you're off the game as always.
Yep.
Maybe you shouldn't lose the game because you do the video and stuff.
Yeah.
We'd be lost without him.
Yep. And thanks, Aussie Tech Heads, for replaying the video each week. Appreciate that, mate. Them guys over at Aussie Tech Heads and
cool dudes.
Cool, yeah, great guys. Yep. Shoot them on one day to have a chat with them. Yep. All right. Thanks, Jason.
See you next week.
See you next week. Thanks, Steve. See you next week.
Yep.
Thank you. See ya.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running tech news podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guest they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace.